Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Edith Noriko Horii in memory of husband Hideo and son Jason Horii. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shinkai Murakami of Wailuku Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Murakami.
Good morning, everyone. Especially Moili'ili Honganji, White Way, Dharma listeners. This is my great honor and a privilege to share with you about my understanding of the Buddha Dharma and the life of the Nembutsu. By the way, COVID-19 is still around us. Please stay safe and healthy at all the time. As you may know, Buddha Shakyamuni, he is our spiritual master, and when he was a child, his name was Siddhartha Gautama. After 6 years of his practices, he became a Buddha, the enlightened one, at the age of 35. Then he shared his spiritual messages to the people until he passed away at the age of 80. We don't have his real messages because we don't have any records about what he said and what he did. However, after 500 years of Buddha passing, many of the followers of the Buddha got together and shared whatever they learned from their teachers and compiled it. It is called Daizo Kyoden in Japanese. The English translation is a great collection of sutras. There are about 84,000 messages altogether. So the sutra which the Honganji is chanting, like Amida Sutra, larger sutra, which including Jusege and Sambutsuge, are one of the 84,000 Buddha's messages. Buddha teaches us a very simple way for us to understand about his guidance and for us to see the truth in our lives. Yes, all his messages were truly guide people to overcome their difficulties or doubts and for us to walk the path of the truth in our lives. It was about 20 plus years ago when I was at Pearl City Honganji, a minister at the Pearl City Honganji. One of the temple members shared with me following story, and I was so appreciated about his story. And I truly felt that it was just like what Buddha was taught to us. Here is a story. There are two old men who lived in the town, and both of them had huge mango trees. As you may know, from the month of May to September is mango season, and mango trees produce tons of delicious mangoes with their trees every year. Those two men were very much different. One was so tight and never shared his mangoes with others. What he did was, he made a fence in front of his house and kept his property as a very private one. What happened is, even if his mango tree got tons of the delicious mangoes, he had never shared it with others. So the end up, all the those mangoes fell onto the ground in front of his house and started spoiling with a high temperature and had a bad smells with a plenty of flies throughout the summer. So at the end, he had to clean the area during the month from July to September under the hot sun by himself. The other old man had the almost same size of mango tree in front of his house, and he always shared it with the people. So people who received his delicious mangoes always appreciated and enjoyed the taste of the mango. However, those people always shared with their homegrown vegetables, fish, and so on. So this person had never wasted his mangoes and always shared it with the people around. So whoever received his mangoes were always enjoying his delicious mangoes every summer. In fact, everyone came out to his place and helped clean the ground with him. So you may see the difference of these two people. These two old persons' life were totally opposite. One is only thinking by himself, and other one is enjoying sharing whatever he had. We read passages such as Golden Chain of Love and the Shinshu Pledge at our Sunday morning services. Even if we read, we're reading and saying Shinshu Pledge and Golden Chain of Love for numbers of the times, the ignorant person like me, myself, sometimes may not following what I read. Even if we feel that we know what we have to be done, we know what we have to do, but our great self-centered mind is always make lines. This is my side, and this is not my side. This kind of ignorant and evil passion we have, that is the reason why our Jodo Shinshu guidance emphasizes for us to listen to the teachings of the Buddha, Buddha Dharma. Through the listening of the Buddha Dharma in our own matters, then we may able to realize many important things and be able to appreciate what we are receiving from others and what we are having in our lives. When we see that something beautiful, we feel happy. When we enjoy others, we feel happy. When we see someone having a hard time, we want to give our hands to help, and so on. Why? Why these wonderful feelings and minds are rising from our hearts? Because we all are embracing by Amida Buddha's compassion. Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii's slogan for the year of 2020 is Building Healthy Sangha, Embracing Generosity and Oneness. This slogan is truly reminding to each and every one of us that we all are embracing by Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion, and that is a truly Amida Buddha's great generosity to every one of us. Without knowing, we all are sharing Amida Buddha's sincere and a wonderful blessing through our smiles and kind words to others. So, through the listening of the Buddha Dharma, we are able to open the eyes of our inner heart, Japanese call this, kokoro no me, and be able to see the truth in our lives. May we all appreciate Amida Buddha's precious gifts and live our lives with a strength and serenity with the wonderful life of the Nimbus. And may we all, our hands together, and building healthy Sangha with our Ohana. In closing my Dharma talk today, I would like to share with you the passages by the teachings of the Buddha. And it is said, thousands of candles can be lighted from the single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. May we all walk together with others and share our true joy of happiness through the guidance of Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabu, Namandabu. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Murakami, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 11th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani. Don't forget about the virtual Nembutsu seminar with Bishop Harada of BCA on October 17th. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Edith Horii, and our speaker, Reverend Murakami. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Richard Tennis of Kahului Honganji.